Next person is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Last name is C-H-E-R-N-I-E-R. Leave the date of birth alone. Today's 1/24/24. This is a blank year old. I don't have the date of birth, so I don't know her age. Blank year old woman, widowed with an extensive history of smoking, COPD. Lives with her daughter. She has two children, but her daughter is Burley, B-U-R-L-E, is her primary caregiver at this time. Patient is now sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. She's become quite weak, quite agitated. She has a history of dementia. Also suffers from stroke, anxiety, depression, and COPD, period. Social, she has two children. She's widowed. She used to be a cosmetician, and then started teaching at a cosmetology school. She has two children and lives with her daughter, period. COVID immunization up to date. Medical problems, dementia, history of stroke, history of blood clots, anxiety, depression, dementia, that was mentioned, which has worsened in the past month with increased sleeping, decreased mentation, sundowner syndrome, and agitation, allergy, penicillin, and sulfa, surgery, knee replacement times two, family history, mom and dad died of stroke, medication includes Bistril, Celexa, Buspar, Norvasc, Xanax, allopurinol, albuterol, API, XABAN, prednisone, and fluconazole, FLUTICASONE for her COPD. And we said Bistril, right? And metoprolol. Social, she was a heavy smoker and drinker and still wants to smoke, but it's very difficult for her to smoke because of her. She asked for smoking still now because of her, but it said she can't get up and walk around because of her dementia, and her daughter tries to distract her as far as her smoking is concerned. At the time of visit, she appeared very thin. Review of system also put down confusion, decreased weight, agitation, increased sleeping, remains in bed 16 to 18 hours a day, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, decreased appetite. And then on exam, put down 160 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, patient appears agitated, heart pauses, small pauses, too. She does not like to be examined. She pushes my hand away when listening to her heart. Abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, lower extremity shows no edema. Patient has mild right-sided weakness and profound weakness bilaterally. Assessment, we have a blank year old woman with advanced dementia. Her dementia has definitely gotten worse in the past month to 6 weeks, with decreased weight loss, decreased appetite, agitation, to the point that she becomes combative sometimes, severe sundowner syndrome, anxiety. Patient has a history of heavy history of smoking with COPD, and now associated with shortness of breath, COPD, and becoming more ADL dependent, and does have to wear a diaper every day because she's no longer able to get to the restroom because she's sleeping so much during the day. Period. New paragraph. Patient's dementia has worsened by her history of stroke and history of atrial fibrillation, as well as hypertension and atherosclerotic heart disease, which causes hypoperfusion and subsequent increased confusion and decreased mentation. She's only oriented to person at times. Thank you.